Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This is so exciting. We are continuing our previous shiur. This is the third shiur. We already had two b'siyata d'shmaya, and the topic is Birkas Hananin, and we were discussing the chakira, if making a bracha on your food is a birkas, is a mitzvah, or is it an iser not to? And we saw various nafkaminas to this question. So we will continue from there. We started off with Akasha and Shitas Hari, who holds that Safek Bracha is Lechumra. If you're not sure if you made a bracha, then you make it. Because obviously he's holding that it's Isser. And if you have a Safek Bracha, that doesn't allow you to be over an Isser. And then we had asked Akasha from the din of Baal Keri, that a Baal Keri is allowed to eat without making a bracha for their mevatel takanas Ezra. How can that be? Anyway, we saw a number of nafkaminas, and we will continue. Another nafkamina in this chakira as to whether eating without a bracha or eating with a bracha is a mitzvah, or it's begeder iser when one eats without a bracha. If somebody, the nafkamina would be, if somebody puts food in his mouth, and when it's in his mouth, he remembers classic case, lo aleinu, that he hasn't yet made a bracha. That we say, brachas nun and aleph and rashi, shebedvarim hanim osim im yiflatem, if there are things that if he spits them out, it will become not pleasant to eat. And he also cannot move them to one side of his mouth and make a bracha, like liquids. He should swallow it without a bracha. L'chora, from this it's mashma l'chora, that chiyuv bracha is kemitzvah v'lo ke'iser, and therefore we're matir him to be bolea b'loi bracha, since he can't make the bracha. If it was iser, how are we allowing him to be over an iser? But since it's a mitzvah, so we say that it, you know, you can't do the mitzvah anymore. The food's already in your mouth, and we're not going to force you to spit it out. However, this din is disputed. Ladas ha-ravid in Hilchos Brachos Ches Yud Beis, he should be polite the food. Umachi saran yesh b'melo piv mashkin im yovdu v'lo yene mehem b'lo bracha. What's the big deal? So he has some water in his mouth, let him spit it out, and he shouldn't be nana without a bracha. The only thing is, when he has no more water and he needs that water in his mouth, then he tiru levalon v'lo yovdu v'tovad gam kena bracha sharei gomar shim yiflod osam gam ken tovad shen lo yoser. So right, it's his pashut. If the guy has no other water to drink, so they were matir him to swallow the water and not lose the water. Hitiru levalon v'lo yovdu v'tovad gam kena bracha. And he's also going to lose, they shouldn't be lost, and he's also going to lose the bracha. Sherei gamar shim yiflot osam gam ken tovad. Because even if he spits them out, even if he spits the water out, he's also going to lose the bracha, because he's no more water. So when we matter him to drink it, if he has no more water, then what is he going to gain by spitting it out? Anyway, he's not going to be able to get a bracha. He's no more water to drink. So it would appear that the ravid is l'shitasa, that we learned in the previous shir, that a chiyuv bracha is defined as iser, and therefore we cannot be matir to be bolei below bracha. And therefore, it's true that he's able, if he has no other water, we allow him to swallow this water. That's a special heter. If he has no other water, so b'shas hadchak, there's a special heter for this iser. But otherwise, he should not be nana without a bracha. We're not allowing him to be nana. We're not allowing him to be nana from this water without a bracha. And this liquid without a bracha, because it's iser. Only if he has no other water, we allow him. And it's meduyak. He said, shetova gam ken abracha. It's vetova gam ken abracha. He's going to lose the bracha. Because the gather iser is that he's stealing the bracha. He's not stealing the food like we explained. That he's stealing the bracha. Like Rashi says. He's going to lose the bracha. Why? Because he has no other water to drink. Otherwise we don't allow him. But Bedas HaRambam, we see he holds not like the Ravid. Im hayu mashkin bolim mevarech alayim baself. Rabbeinu Manoach says he only makes a brain of fashas. And he doesn't say a shahakal. Like Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel. And so agree the Kesef Mishnah baself to the first Das HaRambam. So learn the Gra. Now we understand the Shita. This is the Shitaso. Like we saw in the previous Shiurim. That it's a mitzvah. And therefore, if he's unable to make the bracha, we allow him, even if he has other water, we allow him to continue drinking. Much less chamer. He's not over in an iser. It's just a mitzvah. And he already put it in his mouth, so we don't obligate him to do the mitzvah. So all he has to do is say brain of fashas, but he doesn't have to say shahakal. And the Ravid understood Belashan HaRambam Shemavarech Lefanea Shemavarech Bracha Lefanea Lebasof. The Ravid learns Pshat in the Rambam that he makes a shahakal at the end. And that's how the Kesef Mishnah learns. Originally, shot in the Rambam, Al Pi Rehitas Lashon HaRambam, that he's making a bracha rishona afterwards. Im hayu mashkim, balim bracha lam basof. Not like Rabbeinu Manoach brain of fashas. He makes a shahakal. And the Ravid said, lo yitochen. This only can be if he's planning to eat more. Otherwise, he finished. So how can he make a bracha now? How can he make a bracha rishon after he finished eating or drinking, in our case? But mistimas divrei Rambam, where it's mashma that it doesn't matter whether or not he's going to eat more or not. It's mashma that this is b'chol ofen. Even if he's not going to eat more, he still makes a bracha. Indeed, the opinion of the Rush is, brachas nun aleph, that even though we paskin that if somebody ate and he finished eating, he shouldn't make a bracha rishona. Nevertheless, if he remembered that he didn't make a bracha before he swallowed, he can swallow and then make the bracha. It is also considered obalasi asan, because he remembered before the blia, before swallowing, and then he could still make the bracha. And in the Sefer Emek Bracha, he explained the reason that yes, it's considered Shas Achila. But self, he was already Mo'al B'Hanasim and Olam Hazeh. How is the bracha that he makes after he eats going to remove the Yisr? So he remembered while it was still in his mouth, but now he was Nana and he was over the Yisr. So how is it possible how does making the bracha afterwards remove the yisr? So the Emek Bracha explains, according to the gather of mitzvah shebirchas nanin. So if it's an isser, it can't remove an isser. But if it's still a mitzvah, so he's doing the mitzvah since he remembered b'shas bliya, So that's considered over Lasiyasan. Because when he remembered, it was still Roy Levarich. It was a big Kiddush. And this is Matim B'das HaRambam. According to the Rabbi, who understands that he's making the bracha lefaneh after his eating. Because L'shitaso, it's Begeder Mitzvah. So this pshat in the Rosh is also Matim with the Rambam and Taka the Dake Moshe and Kufayin Beis Shtel Tzu between Das HaRambam to Das HaRosh. But just like the Rosh holds that it's a mitzvah, so to the Rambam also holds that it's a mitzvah. And therefore he can make the bracha after he swallows, because when he was still, before he swallowed, he remembered that he had to make the bracha. If it's Isser, you can't be metaken in Isser that way. The Isser he was already over, but the mitzvah still applies. It's still considered over Lasiyasan, that he's doing the mitzvah over Lasiyasan, because when he remembered, he still hadn't swallowed. And Svar Nosenes, that if he doesn't remember before, he should do it afterwards, like Avram Avinu told his guests after they finished eating, to bless God, you know, never too late. However, it would appear, B'das HaRambam, that we could say that there are really two aspects to Birkas Hana'anin. There's mitzvah and there's iser. Because like we said, in the previous shir, that miseder dvar of reishochus brachas, based on how he writes the beginning of his brachas, it's mashma that he equates the gather of bracha lefaneh le bracha l'shalachareya, which is a mitzvah, and he also compares birchas hananin to birchas hamitzvahs she'elu bevada gather mitzvah, that birchas hananin, the Birchas HaMitzvahs are definitely together mitzvahs, so Birchas HaNen also, since he equates the two. On the other hand, he adds, B'chol HaNen Ebeno Bracha Mo'al. And the Aviezer is ready medactic, B'gulyonei HaRambam, what is the Rambam trying to teach us? This Tosefes, B'chol HaNen Ebeno Bracha Mo'al. So it appears, a very chosh of Simon, in Chedusha Rabbi Yilei, B'gon Rabbi Yilei Malin, Rashiv in the Mir, Chelik Aleph, Simon Beis, the Rambam wants to teach us that besides the Geder Mitzvah and Birchas Hananin, there's also a Geder Isser. And like we explained, that the Isser defines the Chiyuv Bracha. Chiyuv Bracha is that if somebody doesn't make a Bracha, he's over at an Isser. And it's not an Isser on the Machal when he hasn't eaten it yet. And the Makor of these two Dinim, Mitzvah and Isser, is like the Emek Bracha writes, Asur lehanos below Bracha, Makaro b'svara. This Isser that you're not allowed to be nana without a Bracha is a Svara in the Sugya and Lamed Hei. God gave it to you, you have to make a Bracha, it's a Svara. And there's also a Mitzvah's Bracha, that its Makaro is in a Sugya and Daf Mem Ches Amid Beis, that we learn B'Kal V'Chomer. When he's satisfied, he makes a bracha. So when he's hungry and he really appreciates how much he needs the food, he should certainly make a bracha. Now bracha l'acharei is begeder mitzvah, like we explained, and we're equating, we're learning kal v'chomer lefaneh from acharei, so it means lefaneh is also a mitzvah. Because there's no svar of asr lehanos below bracha for lacharea, as is mashma in the Rambam. The isr lehanos below bracha is the bracha lefaneh, and we're equating lefaneh to acharea. That means lefaneh is also a mitzvah. And if you're going to say lefizeh, how do we explain the Rambam gabe achilas isr? That, as we learned in the previous shir, that the Rambam equated achilas iser to birchas hamitzvahs, that if he eats an usher food item, he shouldn't make a bracha, because ein zeh nevarech ela menayitz. Just like if he does an iser and he steals, he shouldn't make bracha on afreshes challah. So he shouldn't make a bracha on eating. He's equating it to birchas hamitzvahs. But the shitaso, now that we said that according to the Rambam, there is also a din iser, like Rabbi Malin said, there's also a din iser in eating without a bracha. So why shouldn't he make a bracha? How could he be over an iser and eat without a bracha? You're right, there's no mitzvah, just like there's no birchas hamitzvahs. But there's an stolen. So he also usher food. There's no birchas mitzvah. The mitzvah is no bracha. But mitzvah the iser. The Ravid asks. But the Ritva gives another reason with Divrei Rambam. That the reason you shouldn't make a bracha al davar ha'aser is because achilas iser is not considered hana by a Jew. So what hana is that? A person's eating a cheeseburger. Call that hana? It's disgusting. So therefore, he doesn't make a bracha because he's not considered hana. It's not an over in the Isra of us and us bolam azeh below bracha. And with this, we can explain Shitas Habach. Kuf Tzadi Vav Reish Dalet, those two simanim, that a chole who needs a maichel usser doesn't make a bracha. That's not the way the Shulchan Aruch passes. Only a chole on Yom Kippur, she a maichel mitzad atzmo heter mevarech olav. Umatam chiluk ze. What's the reason for this chiluk that a regular chole doesn't make a bracha, but a chole Yom Kippur, that the maichel mitzad itself is mutter, just the time is us there, he doesn't make a bracha? What's the reason for this chiluk between Yom Kippur and the rest of the year? A chol who eats in a veil is not doing an isser. He's doing a mitzvah of a chai b'hem. He's not a menayit. He's not blaspheming. Why should he make the bracha based on the ritva? We understand very good that macholas ha'asurim be'etzem are not considered hana. You can't call in a veil a hana. There's no bracha. But on Yom Kippur, if he's eating a good piece of kosher chicken, so then he can make a bracha. Since he's doing it beheter and the food isn't be'etzem mos, it's kosher food. And there's also a heter on Yom Kippur. Hashenken, if it's unkosher food, that's not called hana. So we see Al-Koponim, the Rambam, that there are two inyanim in Birchas Hananin. There's mitzvah, like we saw proofs from the Rambam. He equates Lefanan to Lachareah, and he equates Birchas Hananin to Birchas HaMitzvah, which is definitely a mitzvah. On the other hand, the Rambam also says Kolin Abel Bracha Mal, which makes it an Isser. And we saw the makor for these two dinim. One is the sug svara senas olam azeh b'loy bracha, and the other is the kal v'chomer gushu saveh amvarak shurav lo kol shekain. We explained according to the sheet of the Bach. We saw the ritva that it's not considered hana. That's how we explained the Bach, why the rest of the year you don't make a bracha on eating in a veil, chol lo aleinu, because it's not considered hana. So with this you saw that the Bechir Birchas Hananin, and there are two aspects according to the Rambam, we can explain a number of Tamua Deus in the Rishonim, but that Amir Tzishem B'siyat Tishmai B'li Neder is Unzer Arbit, is our Avoda for the next year, and we should all be Zochataka L'modu L'amed L'shmur V'las L'kaimus Kloreis Samu Terasa V'yahava Amen V'yamein Shalom Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.